The Second Book of Paralipomenon, Chapter 34. Josias destroyeth idolatry, repaireth the temple, and reneweth the covenant between God and the people. Josias was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father. He declined not, neither to the right hand, nor to the left. And in the 8th year of his reign, when he was yet a boy, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in the 12th year, after he began to reign, he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the idols, and the graven things. And they broke down before him the altars of Balaam, and demolished the idols that had been set upon them. And he cut down the groves and the graven things, and broke them in pieces, and strewed the fragments upon the graves of them that had sacrificed to them. And he burnt the bones of the priests on the altars of the idols, and he cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And in the cities of Manasseh, and of Ephraim, and of Simeon, even to Naphtali, he demolished all. And when he had destroyed the altars and the groves, and had broken the idols in pieces, and had demolished all profane temples throughout all the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had cleansed the land and the temple of the Lord, he sent Shaphan, the son of Esalias, and Messias, the governor of the city, Joha, the son of Joachaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And they came to Helcias, the high priest, and received of him the money which had been brought into the house of the Lord, and which the Levites and porters had gathered together from Manasseh and Ephraim, and all the remnant of Israel, and from all Judah and Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, which they delivered into the hands of them that were over the workmen in the house of the Lord, to repair the temple, and mend all that was weak. But they gave it to the artificers, and to the masons, to buy stones out of the quarries, and timbers for the couplings of the building, and to rafter the houses, which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And they did all faithfully. Now the overseers of the workmen were Jahath and Abdias of the sons of Merari, Zacharias and Mosalem of the sons of Kehath, who hastened the work, all Levites skillful to play on instruments. But over them that carried burdens for divers uses were scribes and masters of the number of the Levites and porters. Now when they carried out the money that had been brought into the temple of the Lord, Helcias the priest found the book of the law of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And he said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And he delivered it to him. But he carried the book to the king and told him, saying, Lo, all that thou hast committed to thy servants is accomplished. They have gathered together the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and it is given to the overseers of the artificers and of the workmen for divers works. Moreover, Helcias the priest gave me this book, and he read it before the king. And when he had heard the words of the law, he rent his garments. And he commanded Helcias and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan, the scribe, and Asa, the king's servant, saying, Go and pray to the Lord for me, and for the remnant of Israel and Judah, concerning all the words of this book, which is found. For the great wrath of the Lord hath fallen upon us, because our fathers have not kept the words of the Lord, to do all things that are written in this book. And Helcias and they that were sent with him by the king went to Uldah the prophetess, the wife of Salem, the son of Thekoath, the son of Hasra, keeper of the wardrobe, who dwelt in Jerusalem in the second part, and they spoke to her the words above mentioned. And she answered them, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evils upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, and all the curses that are written in this book, which they read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me, and have sacrificed to strange gods, to provoke me to wrath with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall fall upon this place, and shall not be quenched. But as to the king of Judah that sent you to beseech the Lord, thus shall you say to him, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, because thou hast heard the words of this book, and thy heart was softened, and thou hast humbled thyself in the sight of God for the things that are spoken against this place, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and reverencing my face hast rent thy garments and wept before me. I have also heard thee, saith the Lord. For now I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be brought to thy tomb in peace, and thy eyes shall not see all the evil that I will bring upon this place and the inhabitants thereof. They therefore reported to the king all that she had said. And he called together all the ancients of Judah and Jerusalem, and went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, and all the people, from the least to the greatest. And the king read in their hearing, in the house of the Lord, all the words of the book. And standing up in his tribunal, he made a covenant before the Lord to walk after him, and keep his commandments, and testimonies, and justifications, with all his heart, and with all his soul, and to do the things that were written in that book which he had read. And he adjured all that were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to do the same. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers. And Josias took away all the abominations out of all the countries of the children of Israel, and made all that were left in Israel to serve the Lord their God. As long as he lived, they departed not from the Lord, the God of their fathers. Chapter 35. Josias celebrateth a most solemn Pasch. He is slain by the king of Egypt. And Josias kept a feast to the Lord in Jerusalem, and it was sacrificed on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their offices, and exhorted them to minister in the house of the Lord. And he spoke to the Levites, by whose instruction all Israel was sanctified to the Lord, saying, Put the ark in the sanctuary of the temple, which Solomon the son of David king of Israel built, for you shall carry it no more, but minister now to the Lord your God, and to his people Israel. And prepare yourselves by your houses and families according to your courses, as David king of Israel commanded, and Solomon his son hath written. And serve ye in the sanctuary by the families and companies of Levi. And being sanctified, kill the phase, and prepare your brethren, that they may do according to the words which the Lord spoke by the hand of Moses. And Josias gave to all the people that were found there in the solemnity of the phase, of lambs and of kids of the flocks, and of other small cattle, 30,000, and of oxen 3,000, all these were of the king's substance. And his princes willingly offered what they had vowed, both to the people and to the priests and the Levites. Moreover, Helcias and Zacharias and Jehiel, rulers of the house of the Lord, gave to the priests to keep the phase 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. And Conanias and Simias and Nathaniel, his brethren, and Hasabias and Jehiel and Jozabad, princes of the Levites, gave to the rest of the Levites to celebrate the phase 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. And the ministry was prepared, and the priests stood in their office, the Levites also in their companies, according to the king's commandment. And the phase was immolated, and the priests sprinkled the blood with their hand, and the Levites flayed the holocausts. And they separated them to give them by the houses and families of every one, and to be offered to the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And with the oxen they did in like manner. And they roasted the phase with fire, according to that which is written in the law. But the victims of peace offerings they boiled in cauldrons, and kettles, and pots, and they distributed them speedily among all the people. And afterwards they made ready for themselves and for the priests, for the priests were busied in offering of holocausts and the fat until night. Wherefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests the sons of Aaron last. And the singers, the sons of Asaph, stood in their order, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Idothan, the prophets of the king. And the porters kept guard at every gate, so as not to depart one moment from their service. And therefore their brethren the Levites prepared meats for them. So all the service of the Lord was duly accomplished that day, both in keeping the phase and offering holocausts upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josias. And the children of Israel that were found there kept the phase at that time, and the feast of unleavened bread, 7 days. There was no phase like to this in Israel, from the days of Samuel the prophet, Neither did any of all the kings of Israel keep such a feast as Josias kept, with the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel that were found, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josias was this feast celebrated. After that, Josias had repaired the temple. Nicael, king of Egypt, came up to fight in Carchemish by the Euphrates, and Josias went out to meet him. But he sent messengers to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, O king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but I fight against another house, to which God hath commanded me to go in haste. Forbear to do against God, who is with me, lest he kill thee." Josias would not return, but prepared to fight against him, and hearkened not to the words of Necho from the mouth of God, but went to fight in the field of Megiddo. And there he was wounded by the archers. And he said to his servants, "Carry me out of the battle, for I am grievously wounded." And they removed him from the chariot into another, and followed him after the manner of kings. And they carried him away to Jerusalem. And he died, and was buried in the monument of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for him, particularly Jeremias, whose lamentations for Josias all the singing men and singing women repeat unto this day. And it became like a law in Israel. Behold, it is found written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josias and of his mercies, according to what was commanded by the law of the Lord, and his works first and last, are written in the books of the kings of Judah and Israel. Chapter 36. The reigns of Joachaz, Joachim, Joachin, and Sedecias. The captivity of Babylon, released at length by Cyrus. Then the people of the land took Joachaz, the son of Josias, and made him king instead of his father in Jerusalem. Joachaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt came to Jerusalem and deposed him and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And he made Eliakim, his brother, king in his stead, over Judah and Jerusalem. And he turned his name to Joachim, but he took Joachaz with him and carried him away into Egypt. Joachim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil before the Lord his God. Against him came up Nabuchodonosor, king of the Chaldeans, and led him bound in chains into Babylon. And he carried also thither the vessels of the Lord, and put them in his temple. But the rest of the acts of Joachim, and his abominations which he wrought, and the things that were found in him, are contained in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Joachim, his son, reigned in his stead. Joachim was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And at the return of the year, King Nabuchodonosor sent and brought him to Babylon, carrying away at the same time the most precious vessels of the house of the Lord. And he made Sedecias his uncle king over Judah and Jerusalem. Sedecias was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not reverence the face of Jeremias the prophet speaking to him from the mouth of the Lord. He also revolted from King Nabuchodonosor, who had made him swear by God, and he hardened his neck and his heart from returning to the Lord, the God of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people wickedly transgressed according to all the abominations of the Gentiles, and they defiled the house of the Lord, which he had sanctified to himself in Jerusalem. And the Lord, the God of their fathers, sent to them by the hand of his messengers, rising early and daily admonishing them, because he spared his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused the prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, and there was no remedy. For he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, and he slew their young men with the sword in the house of his sanctuary. He had no compassion on young man or maiden, old man, or even him that stooped for age, but he delivered them all into his hands. And all the vessels of the house of the Lord, great and small, and the treasures of the temple and of the king and of the princes, he carried away to Babylon. And the enemy set fire to the house of God, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burnt all the towers, and whatsoever was precious they destroyed. Whosoever escaped the sword was led into Babylon, and there served the king and his sons till the reign of the king of Persia. That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremias might be fulfilled, and the land might keep her Sabbaths. For all the days of the desolation she kept a Sabbath till the 70 years were expired. But in the first year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, to fulfill the word of the Lord, which he had spoken by the mouth of Jeremias, the Lord stirred up the heart of Cyrus, king of the Persians, who commanded it to be proclaimed through all his kingdom, and by writing also, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of the Persians, All the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord, the God of heaven, given to me, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. Thus concludes the second book of Paralipomenon. The first book of Esdras, chapter 1. Cyrus, king of Persia, releaseth God's people from their captivity, with license to return and build the temple in Jerusalem, and restoreth the holy vessels which Nabucodonosor had taken from thence. In the first year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremias might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of the Persians, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and in writing also, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of the Persians, The Lord, the God of heaven, hath given to me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you, of all his people? His God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God that is in Jerusalem. And let all the rest in all places, wheresoever they dwell, help him every man from his place with silver and gold and goods and cattle, besides that which they offer freely to the temple of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, and everyone whose spirit God had raised up, to go up to build the temple of the Lord which was in Jerusalem. And all they that were round about helped their hands with vessels of silver and gold, with goods and with beasts, and with furniture, besides what they had offered on their own accord. And King Cyrus brought forth the vessels of the temple of the Lord which Nabucodonosor had taken from Jerusalem, and had put them in the temple of his God. Now Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them forth by the hand of Mithridates, the son of Gezobar, and numbered them to Sassabasar, the king of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 bowls of gold, 1,000 bowls of silver, 29 knives, 30 cups of gold, silver cups of a second sort, 410, other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and silver, 5,400. All these Sassabasar brought with them that came up from the captivity of Babylon to Jerusalem. The number of them that returned to Judea, their oblations. Now these are the children of the province that went out of the captivity, which Nabucodonosor, king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, every man to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Josue, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Rehaliah, Mordecai, Belsan, Mesphar, Beguai, Rehum, Bena, the number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Pharaohs, 2,172, the children of Sephatiah, 372, the children of Aria, 775, the children of Fehath Moab, of the children of Josue, Joab, 2,812, the children of Elam, 1,254, the children of Zethuah, 945, the children of Zakai, 760, the children of Bani, 642, the children of Bibai, 623, the children of Asgad, 1,222, the children of Adonikam, 666, the children of Beguai, 2,056, the children of Aden, 454, the children of Ather, who were of Hezekiah, 98, the children of Besai, 323, the children of Jorah, 112, The children of Hesem, 223. The children of Gebar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netufah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The children of Azmaveth, 42. The children of Kiriathirim, Kephira, and Beeroth, 743. The children of Ramah and Gebai, 621. The men of Machmas, 122. The men of Beth El and High, 223. The children of Nebo, 52. The children of Megbis, 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Haran, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Sena, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jediah of the house of Josue, 973. The children of Emer, 1,052. The children of Phasur, 1,247. The children of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Josue and of Kedmihel, the children of Odovia, 74. The singing men, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Salem, the children of Ater, the children of Telmon, the children of Akub, the children of Hatita, the children of Sobai, in all 139. The Nethinites, the children of Siha, the children of Hasuphah, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Keros, the children of Sia, the children of Phadon, the children of Lebana, the children of Hegaba, the children of Akub, the children of Hegab, the children of Semlai, the children of Hanun, the children of Gadel, the children of Geher, the children of Rea, the children of Rasen, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Asa, the children of Phasea, the children of Besi, the children of Asena, the children of Munim, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bakbok, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harhur, the children of Besloth, the children of Mahida, the children of Harsa, the children of Berkos, the children of Sisara, the children of Thema, the children of Naseah, the children of Hatifa, the children of the servants of Solomon, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophoret, the children of Faruda, the children of Jala, the children of Durkan, the children of Gedel, the children of Sephathia, the children of Hatil, the children of Phokereth, which were of Asibim, the children of Ami. All the Nathanites, and the children of the servants of Solomon, 392. And these are they that came up from Thelmela, Thelharsa, Cherub, and Adon, and Emer, and they could not show the house of their fathers and their seed whether they were of Israel. The children of Deliah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And of the children of the priests, the children of Hobiah, the children of Akos, the children of Berzelai, who took a wife of the daughters of Berzelai, the Galadite, and was called by their name. These sought the writing of their genealogy, and found it not, and they were cast out of the priesthood. And Athersatha said to them that they should not eat of the Holy of Holies, till there arose a priest learned and perfect. All the multitudes as one man were 42,360, besides their men servants and women servants, of whom there were 7,337, and among them singing men and singing women 200. Their horses 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the temple of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely to the house of the Lord to build it in its place. According to their ability, they gave towards the expenses of the work 61,000 solids of gold, 5,000 pounds of silver, and 100 garments for the priests. So the priests and the Levites, and some of the people, and the singing men, and the porters, and the Nathanites, dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. Chapter 3. An altar is built for sacrifice. The Feast of Tabernacles is solemnly celebrated, and the foundations of the temple are laid. And now the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in their cities, and the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. And Josue, the son of Josedech, rose up, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and his brethren. And they built the altar of the God of Israel, that they might offer holocausts upon it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar of God upon its bases, while the people of the lands round about put them in fear. And they offered upon it a holocaust to the Lord morning and evening. And they kept the feast of the tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the holocaust every day, orderly according to the commandments, the duty of the day in its day. And afterwards the continual holocaust, both of the new moons, and on all the solemnities of the Lord that were consecrated, and on all in which a freewill offering was made to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer holocausts to the Lord, but the temple of God was not yet founded. And they gave money to hewers of stones and to masons, and meat and drink, and oil to the Sidonians and Tyrians, to bring cedar trees from Libanus to the Sea of Joppe, according to the orders which Cyrus, king of the Persians, had given them. And in the second year of their coming to the temple of God in Jerusalem, the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and Josue, the son of Josedech, and the rest of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all that were come from the captivity to Jerusalem, began, and they appointed Levites from 20 years old and upward to hasten forward the work of the Lord. Then Josue and his sons and his brethren, Kedmahel and his sons, and the children of Judah as one man stood to hasten them that did the work in the temple of the Lord. The sons of Henadad and their sons and their brethren, the Levites. And when the masons laid the foundations of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their ornaments with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise God by the hands of David, king of Israel. And they sung together hymns and praise to the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundations of the temple of the Lord were laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and the chiefs of the fathers and the ancients that had seen the former temple, when they had the foundation of this temple before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouting for joy lifted up their voice, so that one could not distinguish the voice of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For one with another the people shouted with a loud shout, and the voice was heard afar off. Chapter 4. The Samaritans, by their letter to the king, hinder the building. Now the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were building a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel. And they came to Zerubbabel and the chief of the fathers, and said to them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do. Behold, we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us hither. But Zerubbabel and Josue and the rest of the chiefs of the fathers of Israel said to them, You have nothing to do with us to build a house to our God. We ourselves alone will build to the Lord our God, as Cyrus king of the Persians hath commanded us. Then the people of the land hindered the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. And they hired counselors against them to frustrate their design all the days of Cyrus king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius king of the Persians. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, Bezalel, Mithridates, and Thabeel, and the rest that were in the council, wrote to Artaxerxes, king of the Persians. And the letter of accusation was written in Syriac, and was read in the Syrian tongue. Rehum Bealtim and Samsai, the scribe, wrote a letter from Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes in this manner. Rehum Bealtim and Samsai, the scribe, and the rest of their counselors, the Dinites, and the Apharsathites, the Therphalites, the Apharsites, the Erkoites, the Babylonians, the Susanakites, the Devites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and glorious Asenophar brought over and made to dwell in the cities of Samaria and in the rest of the countries of this side of the river in peace. This is the copy of the letter which they sent to him. To Artaxerxes, the king, thy servants, the men that are on this side of the river, send greeting. Be it known to the king that the Jews, who came up from thee to us, are come to Jerusalem, a rebellious and wicked city, which they are building, setting up the ramparts thereof and repairing the walls. And now be it known to the king that if this city be built up, and the walls thereof repaired, they will not pay tribute nor toll nor yearly revenues, and this loss will fall upon the kings. But we, remembering the salt that we have eaten in the palace, and because we count it a crime to see the king wronged, have therefore sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the books of the histories of thy fathers, and thou shalt find written in the records, and shalt know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to the kings and provinces, and that wars were raised therein of old time, for which cause also the city was destroyed. We certify the king that if this city be built, and the walls thereof repaired, thou shalt have no possession on this side of the river. The king sent word to Rehum, Bealtin, and Samsai the scribe, and to the rest that were in their council, inhabitants of Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, sending greeting and peace. The accusation which you have sent to us hath been plainly read before me, and I command it, and search hath been made, and it is found that the city of old time hath rebelled against kings, and seditions and wars have been raised therein. For there have been powerful kings in Jerusalem, who have had dominion over all the country that is beyond the river, and have received tribute and toll and revenues. Now therefore hear the sentence. Hinder those men that this city be not built, till further orders be given by me. See that you be not negligent in executing this, lest, by little and little, the evil grow to the hurt of the kings. Now the copy of the edict of King Artaxerxes was read before Rehum, Bealtin, and Samsai the scribe, and their counselors, and they went up in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews, and hindered them with arm and power. Then the work of the house of the Lord in Jerusalem was interrupted, and ceased till the second year of the reign of Darius, king of the Persians. Chapter 5. By the exhortation of Agaeus and Zacharias, the people proceed in building the temple, which their enemies strive in vain to hinder. Now Agaeus, the prophet, and Zacharias, the son of Addo, prophesied to the Jews that were in Judea and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel. Then rose up Zorobabel, the son of Salathiel, and Josiah, the son of Josedech, and began to build the temple of God in Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. And at the same time came to them Tathani, who was governor beyond the river, and Tharbozani, and their counselors, and said thus to them, Who hath given you counsel to build this house and to repair the walls thereof? In answer to which we gave them the names of the men who are the promoters of that building. But the eye of their God was upon the ancients of the Jews, and they could not hinder them. And it was agreed that the matter should be referred to Darius, and then they should give satisfaction concerning that accusation. The copy of the letter that Tathani, governor of the country beyond the river, and Tharbozani, and his counselors, the Arphaxadites, who dwelt beyond the river, sent to Darius the king. The letter which they sent him was written thus, To Darius the king all peace. Be it known to the king that we went to the province of Judea, to the house of the great God, which they are building with unpolished stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work is carried on diligently, and advanceth in their hands. And we asked those ancients, and said to them thus, Who hath given you authority to build this house, and to repair these walls? We asked also of them their names, that we might give thee notice, and we have written the names of the men that are the chief among them. And they answered us in these words, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are building a temple that was built these many years ago, in which a great king of Israel built and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven to wrath, he delivered them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean. And he destroyed this house, and carried away the people to Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, King Cyrus set forth a decree that this house of God should be built. The vessels also of gold and silver of the temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and had brought them to the temple of Babylon. King Cyrus brought out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered to one Sesabassar, whom also he appointed governor, and said to him, Take these vessels, and go and put them in the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be built in its place. Then came this same Sesabazar, and laid the foundations of the temple of God in Jerusalem. And from that time until now it is in building, and it is not yet finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let him search in the king's library, which is in Babylon, whether it hath been decreed by Cyrus the king that the house of God in Jerusalem should be built. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Chapter 6. King Darius favoreth the building and contributeth to it. Then King Darius gave orders, and they searched in the library of the books that were laid up in Babylon. And there was found in Ecbatana, which is a castle in the province of Media, a book in which this record was written. In the first year of Cyrus the king decreed that the house of God should be built, which is in Jerusalem, in the place where they may offer sacrifices, and that they lay the foundations that may support the height of 70 cubits and the breadth of 70 cubits. 3 rows of unpolished stones, and so rows of new timber, and the charges shall be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the temple of God, which Nabuchodonosor took out of the temple of Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be restored and carried back to the temple of Jerusalem to their place, which also were placed in the temple of God. Now therefore, Tathani, governor of the country beyond the river, Tharbuzani, and your counselors, the Apharsachites, who are beyond the river, depart far from them, and let that temple of God be built by the governor of the Jews and by their ancients, that they may build that house of God in its place. I also have commanded what must be done by those ancients of the Jews, that the house of God may be built to it, that of the king's chest, that is, of the tribute that is paid out of the country beyond the river, the charges be diligently given to those men, lest the work be hindered. And if it shall be necessary, let calves also, and lambs and kids for holocausts to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the custom of the priests that are in Jerusalem, be given them day by day, that there be no complaint in anything. And let them offer oblations to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his children. And I have made a decree that if any whatsoever shall alter this commandment, a beam be taken from his house and set up, and he be nailed upon it, and his house be confiscated. And may the God that hath caused his name to dwell there destroy all kingdoms, and the people that shall put out their hand to resist, and to destroy the house of God that is in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made the decree which I will have diligently complied with. So then Tathani, governor of the country beyond the river, and Tharbuzani and his counselors diligently executed what Darius the king had commanded. And the ancients of the Jews built and prospered according to the prophecy of Agaeus the prophet, and of Zacharias the son of Addo. And they built and finished by the commandment of the God of Israel, and by the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, kings of the Persians. And they were finishing this house of God until the 3rd day of the month of Adar, which was in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of the house of God with joy. And they offered at the dedication of the house of God 100 calves, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, over the works of God in Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of Israel of the captivity kept the phase on the 14th day of the first month. For all the priests and the Levites were purified as one man. All were clean to kill the phase for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren the priests and themselves. And the children of Israel that were returned from captivity, and all that had separated themselves from the filthiness of the nations of the earth to them, to seek the Lord the God of Israel, did eat. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had made them joyful, and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, that he should help their hands in the work of the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. Chapter 7. Esdras goeth up to Jerusalem to teach and assist the people with a gracious decree of Artaxerxes. Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of the Persians, Esdras the son of Sarias, the son of Azarias, the son of Helkias, the son of Salem, the son of Sadoc, the son of Akitob, the son of Amarias, the son of Azarias, the son of Marioth, the son of Zerahias, the son of Ozai, the son of Bokai, the son of Abusui, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest from the beginning. This Esdras went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe to the law of Moses, which the Lord God had given to Israel. And the king granted him all his requests, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the children of the priests, and of the children of the Levites, and of the singing men, and of the porters, and of the Nathanites, to Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And they came to Jerusalem in the fifth month in the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Esdras had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do and to teach in Israel the commandments and judgment. And this is the copy of the letter of the edict which King Artaxerxes gave to Esdras the priest, the scribe instructed in the words and commandments of the Lord, and his ceremonies in Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Esdras the priest, the most learned scribe of the law of the God of heaven, greeting. It is decreed by me that all they of the people of Israel, and of the priests, and of the Levites in my realm, that are minded to go into Jerusalem, should go with thee. For thou art sent from before the king and his seven counselors to visit Judea and Jerusalem according to the law of thy God, which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose tabernacle is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou shalt find in all the province of Babylon, and that the people is willing to offer, and that the priests shall offer of their own accord to the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem. Take freely, and buy diligently, with this money, calves, rams, lambs, with the sacrifices and libations of them, and offer them upon the altar of the temple of your God that is in Jerusalem. And if it seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do anything with the rest of the silver and gold, do it according to the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the sacrifice of the house of thy God deliver thou in the sight of God in Jerusalem. And whatsoever more there shall be need of for the house of thy God, how much soever thou shalt have occasion to spend, it shall be given out of the treasury and the king's exchequer and by me. I, Artaxerxes, the king, have ordered and decreed to all the keepers of the public chest that are beyond the river, that whatsoever Esdras the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, you give it without delay, unto 100 talents of silver, and unto 100 cores of wheat, and unto 100 bates of wine, and unto 100 bates of oil, and salt without measure. All that belongeth to the rights of the God of heaven, let it be given diligently in the house of the God of heaven, lest his wrath should be enkindled against the realm of the king and of his sons. We give you also to understand concerning all the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nathanites and ministers of the house of this God, that you have no authority to impose toll or tribute or custom upon them. And thou, Esdras, according to the wisdom of thy God, which is in thy hand, appoint judges and magistrates that may judge all the people that is beyond the river, that is, for them who know the law of thy God, yea, and the ignorant, teach ye freely. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king diligently, judgment shall be executed upon him, either unto death or unto banishment, or to the confiscation of goods, or at least to prison. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who hath put this in the king's heart to glorify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, and hath inclined his mercy toward me before the king and his counselors, and all the mighty princes of the king. And I, being strengthened by the hand of the Lord my God, which was upon me, gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. End of side one. Please.